News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Fine Gael TD James Gagan has called on the Minister for Transport to extend the Lewis to Ringsend and Irish Town, which you might be surprised to find out is in James Gagan's own constituency. And it begs the question, though, are we using the Lewis to the full of its potential in the capital? And for more, I'm joined by Brian Caulfield, Professor of Engineering at Trinity College in Dublin. Brian, is this a good idea? Extend the Lewis to Ringsend, Irish Town, Sandy Mount, that kind of region?
Yep, it's a very good idea. It's such a good idea. It's been on the books for about 10 years to happen. I suppose I admire what the TD wants to do, but I would be questioning why it hasn't been done already, given that it's been there for 10 years. The plan, it's about two, maybe a little bit more than 2 kilometres of an extension, 3 stops. It should be very doable. We should have it now.
Okay. The best time to invest in public transport is 10 years ago. The second best time is today. Do you think this is one of those things that we should just get on with? You know, buses are very interesting because buses are cheap and easily provided compared to other forms of public transport. And they have the ability to run, you know, left, right and centre in a way that, you know, things like trams don't. Yet we seem to always favour the tram thing. Is there something to do with a visible line that you don't have to learn the routes and stuff? Is that part of it?
So when you look at why people choose rail over bus, it is because of those types of things, because rail is more frequent, convenient, it's much more reliable than bus, and people have a higher preference for it. But when the reason why we build rail is because of the capacity, and the capacity that's going to be in and around that area in Poolbeg and in Irish Town, when all the development is done down there, would require something like the Lewis. And that's why we've developed that network over the past 20 years. And incrementally, we've added to it. We've had 4 extensions of the Lewis. But right now, it's the longest time since we've actually extended the Lewis anywhere. And it's likely to be at least another 6 or 7 years before any new extensions will happen to the Lewis.
OK. And in terms of cost effectiveness, is this a good way of delivering public transport? Is this superior to things as we're talking about buses being a bit cheaper?
It is. All of the cost benefit models and all of the kind of ex post analysis of any of the light rail infrastructure that we've developed here in Dublin and equally around the world has shown that, you know, it is cost effective. The cost benefit ratios stand up. The benefits are there. Buses are great and buses will give us a very quick wins. And we saw that there a couple of weeks ago when the NTA put out some results on Bus Connects. Without any of the infrastructure being put in there, we've had a 40% increase in passenger numbers on the new Bus Connects route. So buses are fantastic. But we will need rail as well because of the capacity that provides.
OK, so what are the barriers then? I mean, it's from what you're saying, Brian, this is a no-brainer. We should be doing it. And even if we didn't have the money, if it's so cost-effective, we should be borrowing to do it, I would imagine. So this is something we should do. Then why aren't we? What are the barriers? Is it inefficiency? Is it inertia? Is it, you know, I'm struggling to think of reasons not to do it. Is it planning problems?
I think it's all of the above. It's kind of the same kind of problems that you were mentioning earlier about housing. There's the planning problems around light rail construction. So the Metro has spent over 900 days in onboard Planola. Ugh. I think that's one of the things. I think the other thing is that the political will to do it. I you know, there's an awful lot of announcements of light rail lines and new light rail lines, but they've been talking about light rail lines, say for example, in Lucan for nearly 20 years, and that hasn't happened. Then I also think there's a capacity issue as well. Do we have enough people working on this? Are there enough people delivering public transport in all of our cities right across the country? So I think those are the kind of things we need to look at. I don't think it's easy enough anymore just to say it's planning. There needs to be, I'm very reluctant to say that we should do another review or to...
Yeah, because those things seem very slow and kind of going around in circular conversations as well. But there does appear to be, every time we will be talking about housing in the next hour as well, because housing is a big, I suppose, ongoing issue, but a big story of the week as well. But planning is a problem in Ireland and we seem to have more obstacles within our planning system than would appear to be routine elsewhere. Is that fair to say?
That would be fair to say. So say, for example, the 4 kilometre extension of the Lewis to Finglas. I think there was a 3,000-page document that was submitted with that, for that to get through planning. Other countries, other cities are able to deliver light rail a lot quicker than we are here in Ireland. What are they doing? What's the secret that they have that we don't have, or what do we have that they don't have to deliver it? It is a no-brainer. That extension to Poolbeg is a 2 kilometer extension, 3 stops. We should have had it 10 years ago.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Professor Brian Caulfield there from Engineering in Trinity College in Dublin. Let us know, particularly if you live in the area that would be benefiting, I suppose, from the Lewis, what you think. But in general, why is it that we need 3,000 documents to put 3 stops on a Lewis or whatever? Like, why are we ground down by bureaucracy and NIMBYism and this kind of, you know, can't do attitudes? What is that about?
Look how long it took to do bus connects. We still haven't done it yet. People objected.
Do we just hate change in this
people
country?
People don't like change.
Change for the benefit of the majority.
How many signs have we seen up in windows around Dublin? Save the number, you know, the number 10 route. Save the number. The bus system is going to be way better with bus connects. It has been opposed every step of the way.
We just hate change.
By people. We don't like
Let things. Us know what you think. I don't know what to make of it because it seems very short-sighted on our behalf that we would be doing this to ourselves. But 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.